Hi, and welcome to this week's special edition of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this special edition, Tiki Barber, who is delivering the keynote address at the 36th Annual Chemotherapy Foundation Symposium on November 8th, stopped by to visit our studio in New Jersey. The former NFL running back and radio host shared with us his mother's journey with breast cancer and the impact it had on his life. Known as one of the New York Giants' rushing leaders in franchise history, Tiki knows the trials and tribulations of battle, both on and off the field. In late 1996, Tiki's mother, Geraldine, was diagnosed with bilateral invasive ductal carcinoma, while he and his brother, Rondé, were both highly successful members of the University of Virginia football team.
Yeah, this was a difficult time for me and my brother because we were away at the University of Virginia going into our third years, and we get a call from my mom telling us that she has breast cancer. It was a milk duct cancer that had spread a little bit, and ultimately she had to have a double mastectomy. And it was terrifying for us because she was everything, our mother, our father, our mentor, our inspiration, and the thought of possibly having to live our lives without her was terrifying. But my mom is strong. She's always been that way. As a single mom, she just knows how to get things done. And she told us, I have to get busy living or get busy dying. And it kind of was, I don't want to say it's inspirational, but it was. It was inspirational in a way. And she fought it. And she pushed hard through the double mastectomy. In fact, she came to our game a week after she had the surgery, obviously against her doctor's orders. And then the chemotherapy was hard, but she was a trooper. And she's now 22 years a survivor. And that inspires me. It was scary then. It's still in the back of my mind, but I'm inspired by my mom's journey.
When Tiki and Rondé received the news of their mother's diagnosis, it was her confidence that made them realize she was going to get through this journey.
So when my mom called us in 1995 and told us that she had breast cancer, our immediate thought was, okay, we're coming home. The University of Virginia was only 2 hours or so away from Charlottesville. So it was close enough for us to get in the car and go. And she stopped us and said, I'm going to be fine. I don't want you guys to disrupt your life. You come home when you get free time. But I'm going to attack this. As I said, I'm going to get busy living or I'm going to get busy dying. And there's nothing that you guys can do. We'll talk enough. We'll talk every day. But I got this. And that confidence that she had made me feel confident. And to be honest, I think she got that confidence from her doctor, from her oncologist, from the nursing staffs around her that told her she's going to be fine. That she was going to pull through this. And it just starts with one positive emotion, one positive thought, and it trickles through. And so her doctor telling her that she's going to be fine led to her telling us that she was going to be fine. And ultimately, it came to fruition. She's a 22-year survivor now, and strong and virile and as crazy as ever. I knew my mom would be okay when she attacked this, just like I would attack an exam or preparing for the Florida State or anything that we would do on a regular basis with the vigor and the energy, the understanding, the details that it takes to prepare for anything in life. That's how she attacked her cancer. And when she started articulating those things to us, we knew that she was going to be fine.
While his mother was going through cancer treatments and therapies, Tiki and Rondé became deeply involved in the cancer community.
Obviously, because my mom was diagnosed with cancer, it became a big part of our lives. It affects us to this day. We have been involved in a lot of different things over the years, from being honored at a Multiple Myeloma Foundation event to doing American Cancer Society walks. Every year, my mom does the Relay for Life with her and her sisters. And I think the greatest thing that I've been able to do because of what my former profession was as a football player and someone in the public spotlight is to be available and to go to hospitals and see kids or those that are going through difficult times with cancer diagnoses. Even if it just gives them a moment of uplift, a moment to smile, that positive energy is something that is meaningful and it's lasting. I've always said this about kids, but really it's about life. All you have to do is show people you care, and it makes the biggest difference in the world.
Following this experience, his mother's diagnosis has also affected how Tiki looks at his own health.
I think in a lot of ways, when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer and ultimately survived it, it did make me start thinking about what I needed to do differently. Obviously, family history is one of the big indicators of cancer in individuals. And so my diet became very important to me. What I put into my body became very important to me. And after I retired from the game of football, I kind of stopped eating the bad things that I used to eat when I was playing. Not necessarily because my mom had cancer, but I think somewhere inside of me, I think that being healthy is the best way to prevent cancer from developing. I'm not afraid that I'll develop cancer. I think I live a healthy lifestyle, but you never know. I don't think my mother expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer. I don't think that anybody who's come across it expected it to happen. But I think understanding that it can happen is the most important thing. And regularly seeing your doctor and getting your regular checkups, something I used to take for granted when I was a player, because you just had to go see the doctor when you were a player. But when I retired, I didn't see a doctor for 6 or 7 years. And, when I got remarried and had kids again, my wife said, make sure you go to the doctor. And I did, and I've been perfectly healthy since.
As he prepares to share his story with many healthcare professionals, Tiki has one piece of advice for oncologists: open communication.
I think oncologists know a lot about the patient experience, but the one thing I would tell them that is really important is open communication. Even if it feels like you're sharing too much information, it's better to have more information as a family member of someone who's going through a cancer diagnosis than to not. We all know how the information age works in 2018 and even years before this. You start Googling, you start searching, you start finding things that terrify you. And so information is key.
And similarly, he feels oncology nurses are an integral part to any patient's cancer journey.
An oncology nurse is a godsend. An oncology nurse is an angel. An oncology nurse is the foundation, the rock that patients lean on. I remember when my mom had to go through these chemotherapy treatments, and it wasn't easy. She lost a lot of her hair, and now she wears wigs, and it felt like she was alone. And we were off at school, and then obviously on into the National Football League, so we couldn't always be there. And having an oncology nurse, someone to literally and figuratively hold her hand, was a blessing. And it's something that I'm forever grateful for.
One might ask what Tiki's biggest piece of advice is for others facing their own cancer journey. He says, just talk.
If you have a family member that gets diagnosed with any form of cancer, talking is the best thing. Sitting in silence is how bad thoughts creep into your mind. It's how negative energy creeps into your body. Having conversations about it, being upfront and open about it, is the best thing that you can do. And sometimes that's hard and it's scary, but I think it's cathartic in a way, and it helps you start to create positivity. A diagnosis, there's nothing you can think other than negative thoughts. You're not going to get diagnosed with a cancer and think positively. You're going to think negatively. But turning that emotion comes from having conversations with loved ones and family members, and then also with your doctors and oncologists and nurses.
On November 8th, Tiki will join healthcare professionals at the annual Chemotherapy Foundation Symposium to share his story about his mother's journey with breast cancer, to demonstrate how they too can be a shoulder to lean on for patients and their families.
I'm speaking at CFS to tell my mother's story, not necessarily to be an inspiration, but to bring an awareness that this affects everyone and anyone in any walk of life. And it doesn't discriminate, but that there are unbelievable healthcare professionals, oncologists and nurses and doctors who are doing amazing things to make people's lives better, to cure them, to push them forward. And as I always like to say about my professional career, give shoulders to stand on. And once you're standing on someone's shoulders, they're responsible to you and you're responsible to them. And I think telling that type of story to this audience is something that's going to be exciting and profound for me.
For more information about the 36th Annual Chemotherapy Foundation Symposium being held November 7th through 9th in New York City, visit www.gotopdr.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.